What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast. We're about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? Welcome to Wednesday's episode. If you have not already, Monday and Tuesday are topics. We talked about United Health and how that's kind of escalating. And we talked about AT&T's recent or not recent compromise. They were breached in the past, but recently that data has surfaced. And then if you check out Ask SSP, that one will be with Daryl Brooks this week, and then Kenneth Ellington next week. We have a bunch of returning guests coming to the show. And then Friday's everything else. Movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Please, please, please like, share, subscribe. We're trying to get our numbers up. We are currently at 900 subscribers on the newsletter. We're roughly 350-something YouTube subscribers. We have, I want to say, 600 between the two platforms, between YouTube and all the rest. We have about 600 unique listeners to the podcast. We want all those numbers to go up and increase. So please like, share, subscribe, hit up all the things that go by our name, and then check out the newsletter. So I think it's pretty cool. Every episode gets an article now, and then all that gets wrapped up to the newsletter. So check all those things out. But without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article is from Axios.com, written by Andrew. And it's this one is called Scoop. Congress bans staff use of Microsoft's AI Copilot. So knowing how prevalent, the chatbot, GPT and Microsoft Copilot, like the use of AI in general is out there, right? You had to know this was going to come, right? And it's a little bit of what this is pretty much a slowdown, right? They banned the use of the Microsoft Copilot, but it's the commercial version is what they're doing here. Right? So they're saying the commercial version of Microsoft Copilot can't be on any systems that we have in here because they're worried about data leakage, right? So the government is working with Microsoft to get a different version in there, which I believe we actually talked about at one point, right? Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I think we brought this up before, that there was going to be a government version that they were working for AI. Is that accurate? Or did we talk about it offline?
I think we talked about it offline. I don't think
we might have. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we were going back and forth on it, offline. It wasn't on the show, but I mean, this is the way of the future. Like when it happens, this will be when Skynet takes over. I'm saying it now. I've said it before. You guys will remember this, in the future. But yeah, Copilot, they want it removed from all, Windows devices. So like we know we want to use this technology. Like they can't be behind all this. The government used to work at a slower pace to where they're like, we can't do that anymore. They want to be safe about it. But again, they're worried about the risk of sensitive information being leaked while using Copilot. And that's their big concern is they don't want stuff to get out that shouldn't be out there or maybe isn't ready for prime time yet. Right? So like you don't want it to be, before bills are worked out. You know what I mean? That the information board gets out there and then you get misinformation and stuff like that happens. So you got somebody in the House office that's working on something, drafting something up, and it hasn't gone through, the usual rigor that it goes through before it makes it to the public. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, with the misinformation, it's, this person is trying to, kill off Social Security or whatever it may be. Enter hot button issue here, right? Thing. You don't want that. So, and that's what they're worried about. And honestly, they're not waiting that long. Like this ban that they have right now, they're not waiting this long because they're talking the article about how this is going to be introduced this summer. The government version is going to be introduced this summer, and then we'll see where we go from there. And that's not to say it's going to be implemented this summer. It's going to be introduced, and they're going to look at it and say, okay, how are these protections being met? Are we sure that this is not going to happen? Like the usual, hopefully it's the proper vetting, right, that you would expect for things of this nature. But we got to expect this is coming. Like it's to the point, like we've seen AI, we've seen the advance in technology, because Ryan, you sent this out to the group where you were talking about the Will Smith video, like the old one where it was like it would like stretch out every so often.
Yeah,
but that was only a year ago. Like mm-hmm. That was not long ago. And then you see what AI is doing now. Like it looks so much better, so much more realistic. So I mean, the time is coming. Like we're just exponentially, we're getting to these landmarks faster than what we used to. You know what I mean? So it is. I'm glad that they are taking I'm glad that they're taking the caution that they are in implementation for this, right? Because it is the way of the future. Like, there's no getting around it. You got to stay up to date with the things that are happening nowadays when it comes to AI. They're going to get there, but this is when I'm glad they're doing it. And again, this may speed things along, right? Like, when you leave it up to AI to make something happen, like, you just feed the input and say, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm looking for, right? Now, mind you, with misinformation out there, that's where it's garbage in, garbage out type of thing. Like, it may be pulling some stuff that's misinformation. So you got to be careful about that. Like, when they're writing these bills that are 1,000 pages, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure the aides are probably doing most of the reading, right? But, like, you just got to make sure what's in there is right, because it's going to be released to the public and it's going to get posted for everyone to see, right? It's going to go on that .gov site that says, this is what this bill is. You can find these things. Once these things are signed into law, they're not hard to find if you actually look for them. They're easily accessible. You know, you just got to know what website to go to. So they got to be careful. I'm glad they are. And we'll see what happens over the summer. Like, when the introduction comes for the government version of Copilot, we'll see how that rolls out. But I have faith that the government will be careful about it, right? Because neither side, no matter what side of the aisle you side on, neither one of them wants their office to be misrepresented and stuff that's going out there. But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
So I think I'm going to remember to say, like, share, subscribe. Make sure, if you have not already, jump on the bandwagon and join our newsletter. We're almost up to 1,000 people. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. We see that we have, I think, upwards of the past 28 days, almost 8,500 views, which is exponentially higher than normal, but and they're all unique. However, we're only getting like a handful of subs from it. So come on, stick around. Like, don't just consume the content and move on. Definitely add us to at this point, YouTube's kind of like TV for me. Like, I don't even watch television anymore. I just go to YouTube and pick what I want to watch. So add us to your daily routine. So we have video, audio, articles, newsletter. Like, we're multimedia now. So check us out at all the places that you check out your stuff. I also do I post on YouTube. I don't know if anybody reads them, though. I don't read posts on YouTube, but it's a thing you can do. So now I add the articles to that too. Like, hey, check out more here. Try to be everywhere you're at. So definitely check out all the places. But to get back to the topic at hand, so I agree with the blockage. Right? I'm very pro AI. Like, so hopefully, like you said, Sky Dad's listening to you. Hopefully, you're listening to me. I could be mayor of one of your last human cities. I really enjoy all the AI things. However, I can see it because Copilot does have a backdoor. Like, it has to pull information in. Like, if you want current, up-to-date information, how does it get it? It goes to the internet, pulls that stuff. So if there's a way in, there's a way out. So there has to be some more security mechanisms put in place just to keep the information safe. So I agree with it. I thought that was already being built into Copilot, where if you were to buy it as part of the suite, because it's going to be attached to everything, right? Copilot will be part of the operating system, be part of every Office 365 or whatever it'll be called in the future. Copilot will be a piece of all of that. I thought it was being built to not necessarily have a big egress point. Like, you have to have some kind of opening to the World Wide Web to pull data. But I think that they're already building restrictions to keep you from sending out data, right? From training the model, basically, is what they're afraid of. Like, that's the way I interpreted the article, was not only data leakage, but also training the bigger LMM with drafted material, because that, like you said, that would feed the misinformation, because then Copilot might spit that out somewhere else when somebody looks into, like, oh, what's going on with today's, like you said, hot button topic, what's going on with this ban or this what have you, and might pull that data somehow elsewhere and say, oh, well, Representative so-and-so is writing a bill to ban X, Y, or Z. You don't want that. You don't want to teach the larger model things that are not factual or not complete. So it's good to see, like you said, that they're jumping on and they're trying to make it happen sooner or later. I would assume, because Copilot has not rolled out that hardcore, like, I see it already when I go to, like, Bing or what is it called? Not Bing. When I go to Edge or Surface, what's the operating system I don't use? Or not the
browser. The browser is
browser. Yeah, what's the browser called? Is it called Surface or Edge or something?
Edge is the browser.
Edge, yeah. Just call Internet Explorer, people. Like, why are we reinventing Like I feel like I'm getting old, man. Like, just call it Netscape. Let's just go back. Call it what it is. But no, I already see it's already kind of baked in. So I would assume it would be somewhat patchable to remove it. But again, if it's already baked into the design, I think it's gonna be a little bit harder to segregate that. But like, we both worked for Air Force Enterprise, so we saw Microsoft roll things in, and then they have test environments before they roll it out to the bigger Air Force. So I assume they were doing something like that. They could roll it back until this new whatever implementation, like DoD safe, or I guess it's not DoD, I'm still stuck in military, federal safe implementation can roll out. So it's interesting. I can't wait to see what they do in the future, because this will be baked into everything. Like I was looking at a chart the other day where it showed that it would be able to, if you allowed it, if you wanted to train it on your system, so that way if you're writing, let's say you're writing a white paper, it would already be able to pull from your folders and already have data. So it's pulling from the internet, it's pulling from your folders, it's helping you draft things, and then it can also help you to repurpose that content. So, okay, I wrote the white paper, now help me write a presentation so it will build a slide deck for you. Like, it's cool, but dangerous in the wrong implementation, especially within the federal government and things of that nature. So you have to be very cautious. But if it's just you, it's just Ryan out there, right, writing an article, I can repurpose my content several different times. That is amazing. Like, that it's so efficient. But again, like, you have a page working for some representative, and then this information gets out there, that would be bad. So you do have to restrict its ability to read your data. So whatever the implementation is, I don't know, but I think it will be a lot of it not able to do as much as it will do in our own homes. So there'll be a lot more restrictions put on the federal government, which is necessary. But our implementation is going to be crazy. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. But yeah, I thought this would be a good discussion, because yeah, it's kind of cool to see the pace. Because like you said, it's outstripping. Like, Moore's Law is dead. I think that's the actual website. Moore's Law is dead. Things are moving so rapidly. Like, because I showed you the video of the old Will Smith thing from last year, the new model Sora that's being rolled out. But there's already another one that was coming from China that showed, it was a video of the lady from Sora, the one that was walking down the street. But now she was singing, because there's no audio in Sora. You can't make them talk yet. But the one that was coming from China was able to take a model that was already out there and then make it do things, like say things. It was singing a song. I was like, it was crazy, and it looked spot on. It was that model repurposed. So it's only a matter of time, and the deep fakes are going to be ridiculous.
That's the big part. That's the deep fakes are going to get wild. Like the Tom Cruise one, even from like a year and a half ago, was the golfing guy or whatever. Like, even that was, I was like, man, that's pretty good. Like, you can still tell it was a little off, but that was pretty good. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, there was a Morgan Freeman one that was going around that was also spot on. But that one was, there's a university I figured out there's something to do with the eyes and reflections. So you're able to verify if it was AI or a person based upon the way that the eyes reflected light. But that's probably already a thing of the past.
There's only a matter of time before that gets fixed, right? Video games are pretty good about doing that when it comes to reflection and what's.
Oh, man. I sent you the Black Panther one.
Yeah.
The Marvel 1943, like those, like the Unreal Engine, was it 5.4 implementation? Looked like the person. Mm-hmm. Those were actors on my screen. AI is ridiculous.
Yeah, because I that's what I did, is I looked up like who the actors were and whatnot, and I was like, wow, that rendering, that's like dead on. Like, as you look
spot
at
on.
Voice actor, and then I was like, wow.
Yeah, we're in brand new territory. It's gonna get real weird real fast, and I'm both excited and terrified at the same time of his implementation. But no, it's good to see the federal government. Because based upon what they do with it will be what enterprise will do in the future, right? So your bigger companies are going to have to do the same thing when it comes to intellectual property, because you don't want to be Google or Apple or something like that, and you're teaching a larger model about your prototypes. So then people are able to pull up the specs. Like, I wonder what the new iPhone looks like. And like, here's a render. You're like, oh, this is spot on, like down to the dimensions of the phone. And again, they've already started to roll that stuff out prior to pushing out Copilot, because Microsoft's already been kind of ahead of it. It's just precautions. You have to just be very, very much cautious when it comes to the data coming from the federal government, from other people's intellectual properties, things of that nature. Like my stuff, who cares? But the, you know, these trillion-dollar companies, as well as the government bodies that protect us, you have to be just very cautious. So it's good to see that they're doing it, and hopefully by this summer they've worked it out. That's not that long from now. Like, summer's right around the corner. So we'll see what they implement. But by the fall, it's going to be something else. So we will see. There's going to have to be brand new laws created to protect us from deep fakes and things of that nature. So we'll see what the future holds with that. But before I move on, I just want to plug that NVIDIA has a bunch of free courses. So if you go to NVIDIA's website, they have a bunch of courses through their Deep Learning Institute. So all I typed is NVIDIA free AI training, and then it popped up with like six free courses. Anything from the fundamentals of scaling GPU accelerated applications with C++ standard library, which I'm not going to touch because I don't know what that means, to high performance computing with containers. And I saw one that was more applicable, more practical, when it was just how to create a brain in 10 minutes. I was like, that's cool. So you can build a chatbot that does a lot of different things more realistically, more intelligently. And I'm probably going to play with that one this weekend. Because I'm trying to make producing the show more more efficient. So I'm going to try to build a brain in 10 minutes. I'll let you know how that goes next week. As if, like, and it took over. So we'll see what the future holds. But yeah, definitely, if you are still on the fence about AI, I'm not here to push you. I'm here to say you should probably just learn the fundamentals, because I don't think AI is going to take our jobs, but someone who understands how AI works will take your job, because that will be a requirement of the future. Like, they always want you to do more, right? So that job rec will say you have to do your job plus understand the fundamentals of blah, because they can get more out of you. Like, the purpose is not to necessarily replace you. It's to make you more efficient. And they can find this person who's more efficient at using AI because they understand it. Then they will replace you with that person. So you won't be replaced by a machine. You'd be replaced by somebody who understands how to speak to the machines. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, because it's the future. So with that being said, continue to tune in. Please check out the newsletter. I will probably put that course stuff in there in the next newsletter as I work my way through it. There's some real big brain stuff in there that I probably won't be able to touch anytime soon. But like the smaller fundamental stuff, I definitely want to get my mind wrapped around it, just like I did with the PMI course. Just because I learned something, like I took a 45-minute course and I shaved off so much time when it came to my projects, just on how to ask it the appropriate questions. And then obviously you have to vet all the stuff. So don't think that you cannot read it and things of that nature, but it's quicker for you to give it the information and then to make sure it's fact check it than to build everything by hand. So definitely check that out. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. It's either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask AssistP. You can find us now on primary LinkedIn, Medium, but also check out Threads, IG, TikTok, where we put all of our short content to hopefully entice you to watch the larger stuff. Our topics are Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday's discussion. Thursdays will be Ask AssistP. This one will be with Daryl Brooks. Really good conversation with Daryl Brooks. This is the second time on the show. It's been almost a year, so we had a lot to cover. And then Fridays, everything else. Movies, books, games, all that good stuff. So check us out again on all those platforms. You can get me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Threads, IG, Twitter, and then the company account on TikTok for however long that lasts. And then Chris Abacon, our other co-host, you can find him on LinkedIn. So at Chris A. Bacon. And then that's pretty much it. I think we covered all those things. Like, share, subscribe. Please like, share, subscribe. Stay safe. stay secure.